The readings today refer to the day of the Lord, the prophet Malachi talking about the day of the Lord. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, and the day is coming that will set them on fire. And the people in St. Paul's time were expecting the end of the world to come as well, and so some of the people weren't working, thinking, "Why? What's the sense in working when all's coming to an end anyway?" And so he said, no, work quietly to eat their food. We must be reminding them to work. And our Lord talking about the end of the temple in Jerusalem as a punishment for not accepting the Messiah. And it did come. The end, the destruction of Jerusalem, when not a stone would be left upon a stone. They say because they were trying to get all the gold around the stones, so they'd lift up all the stones and after they destroyed the temple. But our Lord said, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. Do not be terrified by these things, and even in our own time, we're sort of afraid of the next terrorist attack, you know, apocalyptic events that could happen, you know, terrible things to our country, all these terrible things that could happen, earthquakes and famines and destruction that could come, and all that's frightening and something to sort of prepare for and try to avoid if at all possible. But that's nothing compared to the day of the Lord that will come at the end of our life, the truly dreadful day of the Lord, of our judgment, our death. That's something to be prepared for. Certainly it's 100 times worse than anything that could happen here in this life, hell or purgatory. The day of the Lord is that. It's also the day of the Lord is also the day when we meet our Lord, which is kind of like a wedding banquet that we're preparing for too. So we have the positive and the negative there at the end of our life, the dreadful day and the day that we are awaiting with all our heart when we meet our bridegroom, our Lord. And they both take preparation to meet our dreadful death, our judgment. Prepare for that and prepare to meet our Lord with a clean conscience, a clean heart, an immaculate life so that we truly please our bridegroom. So we must be prepared, prepared for these days, as our Lord was, you know, our Lord prepared the Israelites for so many years in the, you know, where they say 4,000 years, preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ, constantly preparing. You know, it's an image of our own personal life. It's a preparation for our death. It's like we prepare for any great day, any great celebration. We always prepare for it. You know, prepare in sporting events, in boxing. They say it takes a lot of training and a lot of preparation in every day form of training. Look, marathon runners are training every day, running long distances every day so that they don't lose that momentum. They don't lose what they had gained, that commitment, that stamina, you know, preparing for these things. Our Lord prepared for 30 years at home in Nazareth with Our Lady. He prepared for his public ministry. He prepared especially for his passion and death. Preparation, 30 years, preparing Our Lady herself for that great and dreadful day of his passion and death. Our Lord himself prepared for the great day of the election of the apostles on the mountain and his retreat. All these things that take preparation, this preparation and training, we have to train ourselves. You know, this is the beauty of religious life. It's a constant training in virtue and mortification and training for the day of our death, for to live a holy life. Training day in and day out. We know that judgment day will come and we'll be examined and judged for every little minute thought word and deed. You know, so that means we have to be vigilant in every little thing that we do, vigilant guardians of our own self, striving to conquer ourselves, striving to practice these virtues, striving to build up our spiritual life, a day-to-day building up of strength for that day, the day of the Lord, which become dreadful, or a day of immense joy in being united with our bridegroom and our lady and all the angels and saints and God in heaven, the dreadful day and the beautiful day takes preparation and training. We're here to do that day in and day out, which means I need to examine my life. I need to organize my life, prepare. It takes organization, as our Lord had said in that parable, you know. If you're going to build a house, you need to, you know, have a blueprint. You need to, you know, see if you have enough money. You need to see if you have all the resources. Otherwise, you're going to get halfway done and you won't be able to finish. You have to prepare and organize that. Or if you're going to go out with 10,000 men in battle against someone 20,000 men strong, can you do it? Do you have this strength? Do you have the strategy? Can you do it? Otherwise, you sue for peace, our Lord said. That's an image of our own life. We have to organize our life from the beginning of the day and to the end. I need to organize, strategize, make a plan, a blueprint of my own life. And that's why I always think of religious life. Religious life is so minutely organized. In particular, think of the Franciscans and the Immaculate, where the structure of the day is all organized and arranged for our perfection, for the apostolate, for a life of prayer and penance. But we all have to organize our life, whether we're lay people or religious. We have to arrange it so that we fulfill our duties faithfully, and we can do it with the strength of God. So we come to the Eucharist, we pray the Rosary every day, we turn to our Lord at every moment, so that every moment of my day is organized and strategized so that I can meet that day of the Lord, which will come to you and me soon, like a thief in the night, like when we least expect it. But it doesn't matter whether it comes like a thief in the night or when I least expect it. I'm ready every day, every moment, always. I'm always ready. I'm always vigilant, always praying, always with that rosary in my hand or in my mind, always with Our Lady with me, present in my heart and my soul, with the grace of God always with me, the Holy Eucharist always with me, in my heart, preparing to receive the Eucharist, or that thanksgiving after receiving our Lord, day in and day out, always, always ready, always prepared, so that it doesn't matter what happens. I'm always ready, and I have the strength and the resources that I stored up in my soul through a life of prayer and penance and the sacraments, storing up grace and strength so that I'm always ready for that day, which can come today or tomorrow or the next day, but it will come, and it will be a great and dreadful day, and a great and wonderful day when we meet our Lord. So let's prepare for that, and this little meeting of our Lord, or big meeting in our Lord at Holy Mass, where we meet and we prepare to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We prepare with our minds and heart and participation in Holy Mass, preparing to receive Jesus with a foretaste of heaven, Jesus himself, who is heaven. We ask Our Lady to prepare us to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, to prepare us every day, throughout the day, at every moment, for the day of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Anos non. Christus.